This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of Citizens' Council Forum. Our guest today is certainly no stranger to this program because he is the executive producer of the show and actually the man who thought it up. Bill Simmons, the editor of the Citizens Council newspaper, administrator of the Jackson Council, and general, the man behind the scenes in much of the Citizens Council movement, not only in Mississippi but across the nation. Bill, good to have you with us again today.
Thank you very much, Dick.
We thought that we might take a few moments today to go into some of the informational and educational work that the Citizens' Councils are undertaking. And, of course, you are perhaps the best qualified man to discuss this subject because of your broad and long-time experience in the council movement. You started out some 4 years ago with the Citizens' Council newspaper, did you not?
Yes, actually about 3 years ago, Dick.
And the paper today is the official newspaper of the Citizens' Councils of America, and about what type circulation does it have? What size?
The current month circulation, Dick, for the month of May 1958 was 62,000. This is nationwide.
Goes into every state in the Union.
Yes, in several foreign countries.
And the paper, of course, is only one of the things that the council is doing in regards to the informational and educational function. Actually, when the councils got started, Bill, there was pretty much of a vacuum of organization in this field, was there not?
Yes, there certainly was, Dick. There was a considerable vacuum on our side. Of course, this was dramatized very sharply by the well-organized flood of information on the other side.
And I think we might take time right now to point out that this is something that not only is concerned with the race question, but with the general trend of government today, the growing trend toward centralization of powers with the federal government and things of that nature, too.
It certainly is, and of course, the Citizens' Council movement does everything it can to encourage local self-government and local responsibility.
Also, of course, this program is one of the things that the councils have done, and this again was your idea. It's been going now for something more than a year. It started out just as a local effort, but it certainly has expanded, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Dick. It started out as a program of the Jackson Citizens Council, directed primarily at this city. Then we had so much interest in it from surrounding counties, it became sponsored by our state association, and now the interest is really southwide.
The program was originally on television only, and a number of radio stations in Mississippi asked if they mightn't be able to get tapes of the show to run. And now stations from all over the South have been asking. We have about 50 stations carrying the program now, don't we?
Yes, that's right, Dick. There are approximately 50 radio stations in all 11 southern states carry this program.
The radio and TV log in the May issue of the newspaper lists something more than 30 stations, and they've been adding constantly to that number ever since the paper came out.
They come in so rapidly, our log, of course, is not quite current.
Well, Bill, there's something else that the councils do also in the by way of an informational work, and that is the pamphlets that are printed. Usually they contain reports or speeches by various well-known people. Isn't that the situation?
Yes, there are also essays and other type articles by qualified authorities. They cover many subjects of general interest in the segregation, states' rights, and centralized government issues. They cover various aspects of the religious field, for example. There is one that covers the presentation of the Southern point of view to a Northern audience. There is a very fine pamphlet contrasting the tranquility that exists in Southern race relations as compared with a few other localities outside of the South.
These are written by well-known authorities in their field. For example, former Governor Burns of South Carolina, Congressman John Bell Williams, who helped investigate the District of Columbia schools.
Yes.
And various people of that nature who are well-known and recognized as authorities. There's also some pamphlets explaining the Citizens Council and the various organizations of the council, for example, the Educational Fund.
Yes, the Educational Fund plays a very, very important role in the Citizens Council movement. Of course, the Educational Fund sponsors many programs and projects of the council movement. It publishes quite a few materials itself. And I understand that the Educational Fund in the state of Louisiana, for example, has now offered 10 $500 scholarships to college seniors for good essays on segregation and states' rights.
To help the high school seniors get through college.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, with all of this work that is going on, I know it's pretty hard sometimes to keep count of exactly what has been done to get it down for the record. But about how many of these mailing pieces have been sent north, these pamphlets and one thing and another?
Dick, as well as we can estimate between our office and the other state headquarters offices scattered in other states, there are well over 7 million pieces that we know of that have gone out.
7 million?
7 million.
And that number gives you a good bit of pause when you think about it. There's one question that perhaps might be pertinent here, and that is that a number of people listening to this program might not have had a chance to see for themselves what the Citizens Council newspaper looks like or what some of this printed material consists of and of what value it may be to them. Now, if someone were interested in getting a copy of the paper or of some of these pamphlets, how would they go about it?
If they would just write or drop a card to Citizens Council, Plaza Building, Jackson, Mississippi, and make known their interest, we'll be glad to send them samples of any materials that we've published as well as the paper.
And that, of course, is free and without obligation.
Oh, yes, of course.
And that's one way that the council is helping to sort of spread the word. And many people who are in the council movement themselves have taken it upon themselves to send some of this material to their friends who live in northern states, haven't they?
That's become a very important aspect of the general movement, and that is extremely effective. We can judge by our correspondence coming from northern correspondents who have received materials from their southern friends that it really does make a good impression.
Of course, one thing that the councils are always trying to do is broaden the interest in the various projects that are being undertaken. And right now, you and I are working on a little plan to broaden the interest in this radio and television series that we're doing and to make it of perhaps a bit wider appeal and also to bring in some very interesting people who we haven't had a chance to talk with on the show so far.
Yes, we certainly have. You've just made a trip in the interest of that little project, haven't you, Dick?
Yes, I just got back from Washington a few days ago, and up in Washington we are setting up a special series of programs which we hope can be started very, very soon. This series will feature discussions by not only congressmen from the southern states, many, many southern congressmen, of course, are going to be on the program, we certainly hope, but also, from what I was able to learn in Washington, we will be able to have some interesting views presented by some of the congressmen from the northern states who, after all, feel pretty much the same way about these things as you and I do.
Dick, did you talk to some northern congressmen while you were in Washington?
Yes, I talked with quite a number of them, and I came away with the general opinion that many of them are much more sympathetic to the way we feel about the question of states' rights, the encroachment of power by the federal government, the taking away of power from state and local governments and centralizing it in Washington. Many of these congressmen, as I say, feel very strongly about it personally, more so than their votes in Congress would represent, because, as they say, and they say it in a complaining way, the only people in their constituency that they ever hear from are these left-wing pressure groups, which leads them to believe that to do a good job of representing their district, they should be voting in the left-wing fashion rather than the way that their own conscience would dictate.
That's a very significant observation you've made about the pressure groups, Dick. That illustrates something I think that's been a mystery to a good many people, and that's how men who ordinarily you would feel very much a community of interest with sometimes act or vote in ways that seem directly contrary. And of course, you've explained the reason in that the people who you might say on the more reserved side don't make themselves or their wishes known, whereas these revolutionary groups do pound the drum, don't they?
They certainly do. That seems to be one of the weaknesses of representative government. Of course, it could also be one of the strong points, and that is that anyone who is trying to do a good job of representing their constituency will certainly attempt to vote the way that they feel their constituents want them to, and the only way they have of gauging this opinion is by the people that they talk to and the people that they hear from on a day-to-day basis. Well, Bill, at any rate, I think we're going to be able to have about a 2 or 3 month series of these special programs as quickly as we can get them lined up and presented, and I certainly hope that it will be something that will be very interesting to everybody.
Well, I'm sure it will be of interest to our Southwide audience, Dick, and of course, it will bring in questions, I presume, of general interest, won't it?
Yes, I certainly think that this will be a drive to educate the American people, because that is what all the congressmen seem to feel the need for, all of the conservative congressmen who feel that the states do have rights that are being infringed upon now that should definitely be left to the states. And I think that everyone feels that this is a job of educating not just the Southern people, but the entire citizenry of the United States, because after all, the whole country has something to say about the way that these things are being handled.
It certainly has, and I think in the months and years to come, it will have an increasing voice.
Well, Bill, I certainly want to thank you for being with us today. Seems that our time has gotten away from us rather quickly. There's one thing that I would like to point out, though, and that is anyone in the audience of this program who has some comments or suggestions, please feel free to drop us a line. Anyone who would like to have copies of the Citizens Council newspaper or of some of the literature that the council is producing, if you'll just drop a note to the address which you'll be given at the end of this program, the councils will be happy to send it to you without obligation and without cost. That winds up today's program of the Citizens Council Forum. We'll be looking forward to having you with us again next week at the same time, when we hope we will have another interesting program. Till then, thanks for being with us, and so long, everybody.
Has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then join your local council at once. For information, write Citizens Council, Greenwood, Mississippi, or Citizens Council, Plaza Building in Jackson. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation shall be maintained.